Looks like we got a bit of time to ourselves until lights out. Y'all want to tell a story or something? Mr. Coriander always says nothing is better than a story around a fireside like this, particularly on a cold night.
Hey, Bran?
Yeah?
Do we ever, like, play games on the Audryn?
Oh, you mean like the games Mr. Coriander plays with the novices? Like Hawk and Sparrows and Flutterby Ball and Basket Rollin' and, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, those games were so fun, like so much fun, and now it just feels like it's all work all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're mostly right, I hear you on that. Being on an Audryn is tough work. Hours are long, the job isn't easy, and we feel like we're always learning and always making mistakes, and it's rough. But, you know, I think it's worth it. And let me tell you, being at a stop on a route gives us a much better chance to unwind. You know, play games, eat good food, learn about your crewmates, you know, stuff like that. Especially on rest days. Oh, gosh. Man, do I live for those rest days, right? Yeah, speaking of, did I ever tell you about the time I met the notorious Corsair, Ormar Vale, captain of the Uhuru? I didn't? No. Okay. This is a good one. All right. So, it was like my first route out of Thornvale. I was about maybe 13 or so. I was on the Red Audryn. Yeah. I'm true red. Oh, you don't know what that means. That means that the Red Audryn's been like my one and only Audryn. True red. We were, about two stops in, and I was really down in the bilge. I mean, I was having a hard time being an apprentice. I missed home really bad, and I was having trouble getting over my fear of climbing in the rigging. I know it's hard to believe, but, like, it terrified me. I couldn't do it. And I was so, like, upset that this other apprentice my age, her name's Kaya Davies, I think she's on, like, the Black Audryn now? I think so. She wanted to know if I wanted to go out for, like, a stroll after hours. You know, clear my head and get my mind off home. So I said, sure, and we went down to the port side of the city where we were working, right? Now, this was, like, a big port city, and we were watching the skyships come in, and we were seeing if we could name all the birds that were coming to and from the rookeries. And when out of nowhere, like, this gaggle of kids our age come storming down the boardwalk, hollering and making trouble and, like, just being real toots, right? No one was really stopping them, and I was just going to ignore them. But one of them notices me and Kaya that we're wearing these red coats. And ask, hey, are you guys part of the Red Feather Syndicate? Yeah, can you believe it? That's what they said to us. And I made sure to tell him, no, we were Swiftwell Couriers for the Red Audryn. And you know what? He didn't believe me. He started calling me a liar. And I called him willfully obtuse, which, you know, got a pretty blank stare. But I think he got my meaning, you know? And before you know it, we're about to tussle right there on the docks, you know, gloves off, coats coming off, ready to go, when out of, like, nowhere, this shadow, like, looms over the two of us. And I turn around, and it is none other than Captain Orimar Vale himself. I mean, he was just the way I pictured him. The coat, and the hat, and the lumen make hair glint in his eyes. And he was, oh gosh, man, he was so cool standing there, but he also didn't look too happy. And I kind of wanted to run, but he wanted to know why I was picking fights with members of his crew. Well, I told him I didn't know that this kid was a member of his crew. I didn't know he was a Corsair. You know, he was a kid. Thought he was, you know, like me. But I told him that even if I did know that he was a member of the crew, well, I would have said the same thing to him. Because no one gets to tell me who I am and what I stand for except me. And you know what? Orimar Vale laughed. And, you know, no, it wasn't one of those, like, sarcastic laughs, like, kid. But it was more like one of those, hey, you got moxie, little man. I'm impressed, you know, one of those kind of laughing, ha, 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 you know. And he suggested to me and the other guy that we settle this with a game rather than with our fists. He said that whoever lost would have to make a public apology right there and then, like, on the docks. And they would also get this silver bangle he had on his wrist that he was wearing. It's like, no lie. Like, pure silver, like, just sitting on his wrist. Well, you know, I'm obviously going to agree, right? And this little toot from his ship agrees, too, because he knows his captain. And before you know it, I'm rigged out in, like, a climbing harness, like, standing over the edge of the dock, looking down at 500 feet of open sky to the valley floor. Like, right? Now, the game that Orimar gave us was simple. Under the docks, they put, like, these nets, like a bunch of netting, to make sure that if people stumble off the dock, they land on the ropes, and, you know, you don't get plummet to your death, like, 500 feet down. Now, these nets usually had, like, little colorful bits of cloth tied in them, so make them easier for people to see. And Captain Vale proposed that each of us, me and him, go under the dock, climb along the net, get a bit of cloth, climb back up to him, and the first one to get three of them in a row, well, I guess in a row, that doesn't make any sense. Like, there's like three, right? Right? Would win. Oh, and Captain Vale pointed out that trying to stop the other person from getting the cloth was, you know, it was okay. It was an A-OK thing. You know, it's a game. So then we had to choose spotters because, you know, we're not going to be stupid and tie our ropes and not have somebody, like, watch them, right? And so we go and we tie our ropes to the deck and we find our spotters to, like, mind the ropes. And naturally, I choose Kaya because, you know, we're both Red Otters. She's going to have my back. And the toot over there, he chooses one of his mates on the Uhuru, and we're about to climb over the side when Captain Vale told our spotters to, like, switch ropes. And I'm like, what the heck? What's going on? So, like, now Kaya is spotting for the toot, and the toot's mate is now spotting for me. And, like, I got nervous, right? And I tried to protest, but Vale just, like, shook his head and said, you know, not every contest is going to be fair. Sometimes you have to work with people who you don't know or even like. That's my Orimar Vale voice. We both, like, nodded. Yeah, sure, okay. Not happy about it, but it was, you know, it's Captain Orimar Vale. Like, what are we going to do, say no? So I'm about to go over the side when Kaya calls a pause, you know, and she heads over to my spotter and says, hey, my name's Kaya. I know you don't like me or my friend Bran, but I just want you to know that I'm going to make sure that your friend, this toot, comes back up okay. That they get a fair chance at winning, you know? So you don't have to worry about me. And then, like, she held out her hand, right? Well, this Uhuru kid, he, like, squints at her and tries to, like, see what her deal is, what her game is. And when he can see, like, you know, she's on the level, she goes over to shake Kaya's hand. She shakes Kaya's hand and Kaya, like, pulls her in real close and says, for everyone here, remember, your captain is watching. Well, he, like, gave me chills. It was good. All right. Anyway. So everyone's still looking at Kaya when the Captain Vale, he yells, go! And he's like, we're off, right? And so we're about to...
Mr. Hoggart?
Oh, yes, quartermaster. Ah, yes, I'm loath to cut off your resting time, but Captain Dennison has a question for you, young Hoggart. Would you please to attend him presently? Oh, yeah, quartermaster, I'll be back in a bit. You know, just, like, hang tight, okay? So, are we telling stories? I love a good story. Particularly the short, funny ones. What are they called? Ah, yes, the jokes. Yes, I like jokes. Do you know the one about the skyjack, the union, and the talking horse? Yeah, horse. It's a creature you ride. It's four legs, yes. So, anyway, there was once a skyjack who was friends with a talking horse. Now, this wasn't a real talking horse. This was a fantasy talking horse. But the two of them were fast friends. So...